Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Welcome back down Pit Row, fans. It's time to talk some racing. I'm your host Ralph. And we're going to do just that as we get into a huge weekend for the cars, Memorial Day weekend. Welcome, everybody. Pit Road, your source for trusted information for NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. But we like all racing. But this show is about diving in. If you're new, welcome. This show is about diving into the Sprint Cup Series every week and dissecting what we see. So you guys can come along on the journey with me, your host, Ralph. As I said, welcome to the new folks. We love first-time offenders. If you've been listening to Pit Row, welcome to the repeat offenders. Love a hard head. Guys, I know it's Pit Road, and I know this is Pit Row. I did that on purpose. Just we can stop talking about that. But anyways, the theme of the show remains the same. How can we start to become subject matter experts? Because that's what we are here at Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Tiger Bombers know definitively about the subjects with which we explore. We've added NASCAR to our lexicon. Big word, lexicon. Our lexicon of sports that we know a lot about. We know a lot about football. We know a lot about baseball. Won a couple hundred bucks on baseball this week playing DraftKings. I hate when people say, well, those sites are a gimmick or a scam and you can't really win money. You can't, but we can. Consistently been playing lower levels on NASCAR, on DraftKings, and bringing back returns every week. Time to start ramping that up as we understand more about that. And so we'll talk at the end of the show about that. This is the basis of what we do. We take a tried and true process, turn it into gold. But we're going to have fun learning about racing along the way. So again, long welcome, but excited about this Memorial Day weekend. We've got so much to cover, and we might as well start with the All-Star race from last week. But before we even do that, let's take a huge step back, because as I said, the new folks may not know where to find us. A couple ways you might find us, www.tigerbombsae.com. Guys, in a matter of a couple of weeks, there's going to be a Pit Row page on the Tiger Bomb website, just like you see for all the other podcasts we have here. This is a podcast company. If you go to tigerbombsae.com, you will see a page for The Process. That's the football podcast. You'll see a page for The Heart of the Order. That's the baseball podcast. What Happened? True Crime, among other things. Expanding, among other things, with the What Happened. But you get the theme of it there, and you can look forward to being able to soon listen to this podcast on its very own page there at the Tiger Bomb website. But that's a great way to get a look at everything else and learn about some of those tried and true rules that we have for baseball and football. That stuff's posted on those pages. Get yourself ready for those fantasy seasons and come crush it with us. That's one way that you might catch up with us. Now, more specifically, you can listen to this show and all those other podcasts in any app that you listen to all your podcasts in. So Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, does not matter. Listen, brethren, search the same way. And sisters, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. This show will pop up. You can like and subscribe, as the kids say, but you'll get all the new episodes of the everything. Don't listen, do what you want. But this way, you know you catch Pit Row, and you can decide from there what else you like here or you don't like. But that's the whole idea, guys, is the notion for Tiger Bomb is that there's a theoretical car ride with a family, and we have a show for everybody. You guys can go from New York to California without having to change the channel. That's the idea. Okay, if you are a social media person, Facebook, Twitter, you can find us the same way. Search Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Our various pages will pop up. You see the other pages for the other podcasts too. Now that we got the heavy lifting out the way, let's talk about this All-Star race in Texas. Interesting concept because, again, they're changing it year over year. Only the second year at this track. A lot of variables, obviously, with the next-gen car. But we start with Blaney and Kyle up front. By the way, let me just say that as a somebody who's finding his footing, consistently watching NASCAR. I mean, I think I've explained before, grew up a fan of racing, fan of drag racing, saw my dad and his brothers and his dad heavy into racing, various, you know, motorcycles, cars, Fords, Chevys, nothing outside of, you know, U.S. products, I don't think. But got a real feel for that. That's why I like the NASCAR versus, say, F. I'm not knocking F1 or any of that stuff, but, you know, this is the sweet spot for me because it's just what I grew up on. But I think I enjoyed some of the All-Star Weekend because, like, for example, the showdown, like, before the open race, like, you know, I thought that was cool. Like, you know, you had to do the pit and then make the full lap around. Obviously not very competitive for a lot of those runs. But interesting nonetheless, man, just something different to look at. I know there's a challenge with All-Star Weekend and racing because the race every week is the All-Star race. When you really think about it, those are the best drivers in the world doing what they do. So very hard to sort of create more parity there, but they did. And I thought that was exciting. The Open was exciting. I thought that was cool watching Buescher make it in. Not really of consequence, but just a nice lazy watch, right? And then we get to the race, and Blaney and Kyle up front to start. Kyle darts out there. His car is really fast to start this race, but we get really fun, hard racing since we only have 25 laps in this stage, right? Like we talked about last week. So everybody's trying to, you know, figure it out real quick. Kyle takes stage one. Not a lot going on there. Just cars going around because it was so quick. Stage two, we go green, 25 laps. Kyle, 15th or better to be on the pole for the final stage. So coming, you know, coming green here, it's Kyle, then Blaney. And Blaney ran up the wall after nudging Chastain a little bit, just out of nowhere. Car was so fast. He's out there on old tires, fell to fifth, basically, but recovers it a little bit. Larson, Chastain are 2 and 3 now. Bubba Wallace down pit road for a green light pit. Blaney recovers more. He's up to fourth. Moving past Chastain, Blaney wiggles a bit. Now, you know, the car is so fast, and that car has been fast all year. We see more evidence of that last week in this race. But he wiggles a bit as he's moving past Chastain. The old tires are giving him fits. He saves it, but it takes him back down to seventh. So now we have a caution. Larson hits the wall very hard. He blew a front right tire. He was also on old tires. He's done. So very fast car out of the race there. 12 to go here. Now we get green with 7 to go in the second stage. So the order is Kyle Busch, Chastain, Cindric, and Blaney. Chase Elliott flying up to the front now, getting there in a hurry. Kyle Busch blows a right rear tire and just slams into Chase Elliott hard. This is after Chastain nails him. Not a lot of success for this guy last week, and he's had some rough breaks over the past couple of weeks. But these guys are all done. Very crazy to see how many of the favorites truly did get, you know, wrecked out, and so we had to readjust, you know, who might be front runners after that. So we get overtime for stage two because we have to get green right checker. Like, you can't have a caution end it in the All-Star race. So Cindric, Blaney, Byron becomes the new order is what we have. And it ends this way. Cindric gets the stage. 22 pit crew wins the $100,000. Great to see them rounding about Logano's pit crew. Logo won a few weeks back. These guys are catching their stride now. So they get the 100 grand, regardless of him winning or losing the race. So now we're ready for stage three, and we got Byron, Blaney, Suarez, Bell up front after Byron run the battle hit road. It really was. Then we get Blaney back up front. His car is just so fast. There's not a lot people can do to hold him down, especially when he was in clean air. We just saw him rocket away from everybody else. With those other cars wrecking out and what we've seen him do historically over the season, not hard to understand that he's the fastest car right now. But Bell's making moves at this point, passing Byron fairly easily, 10 to go in stage three. Stenthouse blew a right rear, but we're still green. Blaney running well ahead of Bell now. Bell searching for the sweet spot on the track, can't find it. I mean, he's trying up high, going down low, diving over here. Bell can't find his footing. We get a caution. Bell at turn four, four to go in the stage. He gets into the wall. Now we're going to have more OT here at the end of this stage, stage three. Blaney stays out. Almost everybody else stays in. We go green, white, checkered with two to go. Blaney followed by the field. He takes the stage. Stayed on those old tires, figures. So it's only two times around. I can make it. Gamble pays off. So now we're going to do the final stage, and those Penske Fords are going to start 1, 2, 3 here, as they also won the pit competition. Just a great little night for them, if you could really say. We're ready for the final 50-lap run, a little bit different from past all-star formats, where you'd have like the 10 laps in the final stage once we got to stage racing after 2017. We're going to do a 50-lap run for this one, so a big green push. We go green with Cindric, Blaney, Logano, and Suarez out front. Hamlin hanging around, though. No competition caution because Eric Jones gets into the wall hard. So let's re-rack him. Jones is out of the race now. Bubba Wallace gets the free pass. So now you got some choices at this point in the race. Going to be about 22 to go on the restart. So the guys are thinking, do I pit or do I not? With that restart at 22, Blaney, Cindric, Suarez is the order. Hamlin passes Suarez. Suarez is still out there on old tires, just seeding space. Now Hamlin clears Cindric. Blaney's fast, though, and that's it. Blaney takes it just so fast in open air. But then NASCAR with the silly caution. Last car was into the wall. They reported that Blaney crossed the line. The caution had come out. Later on, said it was too close to call. NASCAR just sniffing around for some more excitement at the end of the race here. We get to the OT, and Cindric gives Blaney a big push on the restart. Hamlin came for him, but Blaney clears him. Cindric played great defense against the 11 here. Hamlin finally closing out, but not enough time. Blaney wins it. So excellent race for him. Clearly the fastest car after everybody else had wrecked. Weird little random restart to end the race by NASCAR, just like I said, sniffing around for some more excitement. But we move forward and we digress. We go to the Coca-Cola 600 this weekend. This is a fantastic weekend for racing. We're going to be in the Charlotte Motor Speedway in North Carolina for this one. It's a 400-lap race divided into four stages. So the thing about the Coca-Cola 600 is this race is going to pay out the most points of any race on the Cup Series calendar because it's the largest race. It's the 600. Most of the races are 500 or 400. So there's a lot to be had here for guys needing to get inside the playoff race who are looking out at this point, almost halfway through the year here. But that's not the only big race this weekend. We've got the Monaco Grand Prix Sunday morning, followed by the Indianapolis 500 also. Very cool to see the small ring of dudes who have won them both, ran them both. That's cool. Good luck to Jimmy Johnson this week as he pursues an Indianapolis 500 victory, joining that circle of the few who have ran the both. And he's hoping to have success in the both, having already won the Coca-Cola 600 in the past. Said over the course of the past couple of weeks that he wouldn't mind one day trying to do the Ironman thing where you would do both. He would do the Indianapolis 500 and then race the Coca-Cola 600 too. I would love to see that, but I just love all of the action this weekend. I will try to watch those other races. As I said, I've been more in tune with the NASCAR, but racing's racing. We're going to check that out too. Those guys are flying around the track. Excited to catch a whole full day. But that should be the letter of the weekend, y'all. Get some barbecue in. Hey, if you're a wrestling fan, watch some AEW. I'm just saying. But this race is also crazy because it's so big. And we'll start in the day and end at night. So the dynamics of the track temperature, these things all change. So the profile of the winning car is probably going to change over the course of the race. Whoever is stronger in the day may not play out that well at night. We'll have to see. Hendrick always does well here. They're like 5 minutes from the track. Home court advantage for sure. We could say that. But these cars have been running up front all year, and they do well here all the time too. So half favorite. Blaney, also a Vegas favorite after winning last week. A lot of noise for Kyle Busch, Larson, and Chase Elliott. Those would be the front runners from the Vegas perspective. I believe in the speed of Blaney's car. And the Penske team, as I said, is coming on lately. Winning races. Winning the pit competition. So we'll work them in for DraftKings this week. Now, we're going to continue to work a Hendricks lineup for DraftKings as well. Because they're king right now. But we'll also work that Penske lineup, and we'll work a Joe Gibbs lineup, and then let's mix in some Trackhouse. I also have interest in Haley, Eric Jones, and the one thing that I truly want to note, actually, Rick Ware Racing fits in if you want to do some whole team lineups. You have two spots left. You can use Rick Ware's car, his son Cody, and I forget who the other car is. I mean, we're hoping that they finish, right? But I've got interest in Eric Jones. I've got interest in Haley, who I think is just coming on so well. And Gragson, I want to see what he can do too. Stuart Haas, though, I need to point out, is extremely underpriced. So you can literally get the whole Stuart Haas team and pair them with a bunch of top dogs and just get after it. You could do like three or four lineups with Stuart Haas as the base, and then you pepper in the other two guys or three guys or whatever. I mean, I'm just saying that's probably a smart way to do it. And that goes into the final point that I want to make about DraftKings. As I said to start the show, we have been enjoying more success with it. And the thing that I want to start to underscore to you guys is what I'm noticing here. There's a gap in information out there on YouTube, in the podcast, because there's a lot of opinion. They're not backing it in facts. They're not telling you when we don't know the facts. People are guessing. There's a lot of hemming and hawing. I'm virtually not impressed by a lot of what is out there presentation-wise for you if you like NASCAR and you want to listen to a podcast. I don't want to watch some dude in his spreadsheets telling me about what happened before this year, because guess what? The next-gen car created so much parity. A lot of that stuff isn't playing out that way. I'm so tired of listening. I was always listening just to see if I've been missing something. So tired of listening to dudes not nail it. Not nail it. Every week, oh, we were so close. You know, it's all about the betting. These guys are, you know, and as far as I can tell, you know, it's one thing that I don't do, but playing the odds and betting who's going to win the race, they want to do that. That's strictly gambling. I'm looking for more of an assured outcome. So I'm trying to stick to the DraftKings. And I'm noticing there's not a lot of consistent success there. I know I'm having it, so now it's time to increase playing, because I don't think these other guys are having it, so we need to try to exploit that. I don't really care if you place 10 bets, you know, or parlay or whatever, and one of your guys won the race. I don't care. DraftKings is harder because there is this idea that we don't know who's going to wreck and who's not going to wreck. So you have to, number one, it's like when you pick a golf lineup too. With golf, you got to, like, you're going to lose if your guy misses the cut, period, right? And so you've got to, you don't want to overpay. But if you underpay, you could get terrible player who won't make the cut. And then you can't win if you have even one guy miss the cut. Well, these NASCAR competitions are the same way on DraftKings. All your racers have to finish the race or else your lineup is done. You can't take that bullet ever and win. So you may say, well, let's look at who does. I mean, going into this year, nobody had wrecked less than Denny Hamlin. They've had some problems to start the year out. Toyotas weren't great to start the year as a group. There's a lot of parity. That doesn't mean we have to guess, though. We can play it the way that I've been playing. I don't hear anybody talking to you guys about investing in a full team. They're packaging the cars the same, each team. So if Chase Elliott's going to do well, why not the rest of the Hendrick drivers? When we get to super speedways, we got to understand that the draft is going to be more important. Not even just, you know, my teammates, but like cars, Toyota, Toyota, Ford, Ford, right? So those are the kinds of things that are going to help us create that list. Like we talked about the football and baseball, if you go to the website, there's a list of tried and trues. We're building that now, here, together, right now. The double ups, I love to play single entry double ups for baseball and football because I don't want you ganging up on me. I want everybody gets your silver bullet. Nobody has six chances, right, in these double-up contests. Because I feel if we all have just our one bullet, I'm going to be better than half of you are, should not be doing this. Now, the issue with NASCAR, as I said, is the parody of you can't promise that you got that your guys won't get a did not finish. So, if you want to do double ups, you can, but I think you need to do the multiplier double ups. You got to have three of those in there in case one falls through. You've got to be able to do a thing like I said, use all of Stewart Haas this week and then just change up who you mix with them. This is how we're going to win over and over and over again. The Hendrix lineups cost too much to make one lineup. You have to divide it. Take two guys off, right? But then you make another Hendrix lineup where you put those two guys on and you take another two guys off. But then you combine those Hendrix players with the same additional other players in each lineup. I hope that's not too confusing, because we really need to start hammering down on those things to be really good at this repetitively, where every week we're just always expecting to be in the green, not hoping. So moving in that direction, hopefully a lot of that DFS talk was very helpful to you guys. If it wasn't, I apologize, but I hope you guys enjoyed the race nonetheless. Have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend, blah, and we will reconvene next week and review it all as usual. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.